35 years ago today, two men descended to the surface of the moon and into history.
Altitude now 21,000 feet. Velocity down now to 1,200 feet per second.
You're looking great to us, Eagle.
In 1969, millions of people listened to the voices of Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. They were aboard a lunar lander called the Eagle. But few people realized there was a harrowing moment just before the Eagle landed.
Eagle looking great. Here go.
Altitude 1,600.
With about 1,000 feet to go to the lunar surface, Neil Armstrong realized that Eagle's guidance computer was steering the ship toward a field of boulders. Armstrong took manual control. Back on Earth, NASA flight director Gene Kranz began to worry. Eagle's fuel was running out. There was only enough left to last about 3 minutes.
This is when it's starting to get sort of dicey in the mission control center, because during all of our training exercises, we had normally landed by this time.
5.5 down. Time forward.
Buzz Aldrin gave a steady play-by-play of the landing. 5.5 down, that's the rate of fall, in feet per second. 9 forward, he said. That's their horizontal speed in feet per second. His cool delivery masked the tension on the ground.
We're into the point where many of us have stopped breathing at that time.
Gene Kranz was in Houston, where controllers gave the crew a countdown of the dwindling fuel supply. 90 seconds, 60 seconds, 30 seconds. As you hear the final moments of the landing, imagine you're a member of the ground crew. There's nothing more that you can do at this point but listen.
75 feet. That's looking good. Down a half. 6 forward. 60 seconds. Lights on. 6. Down 2.5. Forward. Forward. That's 40 feet. Down 2.5. Picking up some dust. 30 feet. 2.5 down. Great shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward. Drifting to the right a little. 20, down a half.
30 seconds.
Forward. Just, okay. Contact light. Okay, engine stop. ATA at a descent.
Auto descent.
Control both. Auto descent. Engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
When we finally landed, we had somewhere between 7 and 17 seconds of fuel remaining. My logs show 16 at that time, but there was a uncertainty due to the crew's throttling.
Griffin, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Humans landed on the moon 35 years ago today, safely, and they returned to Earth, of course. But hardly anyone outside Mission Control realized just how close Apollo 11 had cut it. Audio and video of the Apollo 11 moon landing are at npr.org.